Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 83 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our friends at the Ankeny office of Iowa Realty. They're located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we were supposed to have four guests on tonight, but we had to postpone a couple of them. Ankeny Boys swimming coach Justin Crouch is sick today, and we're also going to have swimmer Trent Franson on, but he had practice tonight, and we weren't able to work out our schedules to have him in, so we'll reschedule with those guys. But we are going to talk some Ankeny Christian Academy boys basketball tonight. My first guest tonight is the longtime head coach of the Eagles, Paul Salend. Thanks for coming in, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. One of you guys are getting ready for a postseason play tomorrow night. Do you feel like you guys are ready to go?
Yes, we are.
Well, Paul, I certainly want to preview the postseason with you, but let's begin by talking about the season that you guys, you know, have had thus far. Your team has only lost three games, all of them by single digits. So I'm guessing you're pretty happy with the results thus far, huh?
Yeah, we had a really good season. Had an early loss, missing a couple players, so bounced back and had some really tough games and came through and won several of those.
Well, of course, the last year you guys, you know, had the great regular season where you went unbeaten, and then you advanced all the way to the sub-state final before losing to Council Bluffs to St. Albert by 2 points. And I believe you had to replace four starters from that team, including Caleb Grizzle and Jace Gorgian, who were both three-year starters. You know, so are you surprised that this team has been as successful as it's been?
I'm not surprised. It did take a little bit of time to gel again because we had some guys not just in and out of the summer activities, so we didn't have our lineup that we knew going into the season we were going to have. So not playing together with all the guys all summer, we didn't know when it was going to start gelling, but as soon as we got about midseason, they were looking pretty good.
So has that been the key for this team, you know, to reach its potential, is just getting that chemistry kind of going?
Yeah, I think so. Yep, it's just on defense, obviously working together, and who's coming in the game, and then just getting comfortable with where everybody's on the court.
Well, you guys got off to a 6-3 start, but now you're riding a 12-game winning streak that has included only one game decided by single digits, and that was a 69-62 win over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on February 8th. But you turned around on Friday and beat that same team by 20 points in your regular season finale. So do you feel like, you know, your team is playing its best basketball of the season right now?
Oh, definitely. And in between that, we had Albia, who is rated pretty high in 2A. So we had a really good game in between those two, Eddyville, and I think we won by 27. So we were gelling really good that night, and everybody's shooting well and playing hard.
Well, looking at your team stats, senior Nick Worsham leads the way with averages of 13.4 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. You know, has he kind of become a leader for this team?
Yeah, offensively especially. He's been able to go inside and outside, so teams don't know how to guard him. He's very athletic, and obviously defensively he can shot block and change shots inside.
Well, you guys certainly have a balanced team, though. You have five other players averaging between 7.2 and 12.6 points, so it's not like opposing teams can just focus on stopping Nick, right?
Yeah, exactly, and we have six or seven guys that can shoot the three, so we're very deep in where we can shoot at, and I know your next guest here next to me, he's been coming on real strong this last part of season two.
Well, and we'll talk about those three-pointers here in a minute, but got to do a quick promo. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast sponsored by Iowa Realty, and Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, Paul, your team is averaging nearly 70 points per game, and a lot of your offense does come from three-point range. You guys have made 202 three-pointers this season. That's about 10 per game, and you're shooting 35.7% from behind the arc. So you guys really rely on the three-pointer a lot, don't you?
I don't know if we necessarily rely on it. It's open, and all the guys can knock them down. So it's really nice that you have as many guys we have that can knock it down, so people can't really concentrate on one or two of them that can shoot it.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, Nick can step out there and shoot it. Both Nick and Colby Elrod have made 47 three-pointers. Kel Lever has made 39, and Ben McDermott has made 32. So, yeah, you guys can really spread the ball around, can't you?
Yes, we can. Yep. We're definitely deep in that area.
Well, you guys only have two seniors playing key roles this year in Nick and David Nelson. You've had some young guys like McDermott and another sophomore, Malachi Johnson, who have really stepped up. Johnson leads the team with 119 assists. You know, he must do a pretty good job of running the offense, huh?
Oh, yeah, and his assist-to-turnover ratio is, I think, around 3.5, which I believe is probably top five in the state in all classes.
That is very good.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the postseason. You guys will host Melcher Dallas tomorrow night in a district corner final. Your team opened the season on December 6th with a 79-29 victory at Melcher Dallas. But after getting off to a 1-4 start, I see that they're now 10-11 on the season. So have they gotten better throughout the year?
Yeah, they're pretty decent. I know they have a new player that transferred in from Knoxville. His last name's Vanderlinden. I think he averaged 12 points a game. So I know they've added him. So they've had a really good second half part of the season.
Well, what's going to be the key for you guys to come out on top?
I think just playing together and moving the ball. No team can really concentrate on one or two of our guys. So we play really good defense. We play fast. Even though we're a little bit behind last year's pace, we still score a lot of points and move the ball a lot up and down the court. Our defense is all over the court, so we put pressure on constantly.
Well, your game will actually be the second game tomorrow night. I see the first game at 6:30 will feature Grandview Christian against Collins Maxwell. And then the winners of those two games will play in a district semifinal on Tuesday at Madrid at 6:30. Now, Grandview Christian is a three-time defending state champion. And even though this isn't the same team that won those titles, I'm guessing that they'd have to be the favorite to win that other game, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd think so with their experience and people coming back. Yeah, definitely.
And then on the other side of your district bracket, you have Madrid, Southeast Warren, Ogden, and Baxter. I see Madrid is a team with a 16-5 record. You know, is that the team that you'd maybe expect to emerge from that side of the bracket?
You say Ogden or Madrid?
Well, Madrid.
Madrid probably. They play in a West Central Conference, and they play a really strong schedule. So, yeah, we're expecting them probably to come through that.
Well, that district final would be played on February 27th at Ankeny at 7 p.m. Now, if you guys are fortunate enough to get through district play, you would advance to the sub-state final on February 29th at Nevada at 7 p.m. against the winner of District 11. And there's some good teams in that district as well. I see West Fork and Meskwaki Settlement are two of them. I think their records are 19-2 and 16-4 right now. Do you think West Fork is maybe the team to come out of that side?
Yeah, I think so. They've had a pretty strong schedule as well, and they've beat some good teams. I know Clear Lake didn't have their point guard when they beat them begin the season, but they beat them by 7. So that's a really strong team in 3A. So they've had a really good team year, and yeah, I'm sure they'll do well on that side of the district.
Well, if you guys come out, you know, and play the way you have been, play your game, do you feel like, you know, you guys have a good chance to get through the sub-state?
Yeah, I think we're confident enough to play the way we have, and we've had games where we started slow and come back, and this team doesn't just lay down. They come back. We had a great game against Martinsdale. We were down 9, went up 9. It was a close game at the end. They ended up winning on the last second shot, but these guys have been prepared. They played tough teams, so they've been through it, so I think they'll do well this season, this district's. Yep.
All right, Paul, well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, Forever Young photo facials, halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my second guest tonight is a junior on the Ankeny Christian Academy squad. He's the team's second leading scorer with an average of 12.6 points per game, and he's shooting 50% from the field and 40.2% from three-point range. He's Kale Lieber. Kale, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you guys have obviously had another outstanding season. You know, did you expect this team to be as good as it's turned out to be?
Like Coach Paul said, over the summer we didn't have everyone there for preseason games, but I think that a couple people on the team have played together for a while, so I wasn't expecting a whole lot, but I was ready for the postseason, and thinking that we'd get better as the season went on.
Well, your team's only losses came at Lamoni versus Martinsdale St. Mary's, which Coach talked about, and at St. Albert. You guys have won 12 games in a row since that loss to St. Albert. So do you think you learned some lessons from those three losses?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've learned to spread the ball more, and we've learned that that our team is very versatile, and that everyone can score, and not one person has to be the ball hog of the team.
Well, you were kind of a role player on last year's team. You averaged about 4 points per game, so you've more than tripled your scoring production from last year. You know, did you know going into the season that you'd really have to step up like that?
Yeah, losing four starters from last season, I knew it was going to be tough, and that we'd have to have a couple people from last season step up and score. So I'm glad that I'm that person that has had to step up.
Well, we talked with Coach, you know, about how you guys did have to replace, you know, some of those outstanding seniors. Did you learn a lot from playing with guys like Caleb and Jace the last couple of years?
Yes, I did. The selflessness that team had last year has been has spoke numbers to me, and it was great just to play with that team and see how well they spread the ball.
Well, I mentioned earlier with Coach that your team is averaging about 10 three-pointers a game. You're responsible for about two of those made three-pointers per game. You know, do you have a favorite spot on the floor that you like to shoot from, or is there a certain spot where you kind of tend to get your shots from?
I think I normally get my shots in the corner, even though I really don't like them. But I tend to go to the corner, and that's where I get most of my shots. And then if I don't get it, then I drive baseline. So corner is probably my spot where I get most of my threes.
Well, I think you've had three games this season with 20 or more points. You had 20 points in a win at Twin Cedars on January 23rd. And in that game, you actually matched your opponent's total for the game. Did you even realize that you had scored as many points as their whole team?
No, I did not. That was Twin Cedars?
Yeah, Twin Cedars, yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue.
I think it was like 66 to 20 or something like that. Well, then you also had 20 points in a win over Diagonal. And then recently you had 25 points on 11 of 14 shooting in that win over a good Albia team that Coach talked about. You know, were you really feeling it that night?
Yeah, that was really fun. We had a couple plays that really hyped our whole team up, and everyone was shooting really well. So it was really fun to get out there and run the floor.
Well, Coach mentioned, you know, that Albia is a ranked team in 2A. Do you think that win showed what you guys are capable of?
I think so. We did shoot really, really well. So we can't rely on that three-pointer to be there every game. So I think it did show what we can do, but we also have to work on our inside game, not just our threes.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gershman Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They'll help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gershman Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or you can visit gershmangot.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny Christian Academy Junior Kale Lever. And Kale, you guys do open the postseason tomorrow night against Melcher Dallas, and that's the team that you defeated by 50 points in the season opener. You had 18 points in that game. Does that earlier win give you guys confidence that you can do it again?
Yeah, I think it gives us confidence, but obviously heading into districts, we can't look over anyone. So I think the team is focused for tomorrow, and then we'll look on to the next rounds.
Yeah, it's okay to be confident, but you don't want to be overconfident, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, we kind of broke down the entire district and sub-state bracket with Coach, but I also want to get your thoughts on some of those potential matchups. You guys could face Grandview Christian in a district semifinal on Tuesday. You know, would you like an opportunity to play them just so that you could be the team that maybe knocks off the three-time defending champs?
Yeah, it would be nice to play them. I have a couple friends on that team, so it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to play them, but I think they're a good team, and we're a good team, so it'll be a really fun matchup.
Well, I'm sure Coach is preaching, you know, the one game at a time mentality, but are there any other teams in your district or sub-state that you'd like to get to play at some point?
I think Grandview and Madrid, those are the teams that we're looking forward to, and obviously not looking over Melcher Dallas, but those are the two teams that would be really fun to play and show how we can show how we can shoot the ball and how we can perform against those good teams.
Sure. Well, if you guys are fortunate enough to make it to state, you know, what would that mean to you?
Oh, that would mean the world. I mean, losing four starters, it's people always say, like, oh, this team's not going to be as good as last year. So that'd be really fun to get to state and show people that even though we lose four starters from last season, that we can make it to that.
Now, I'm assuming that you've never had a chance to play down at Wells Fargo, have you?
I have not.
Because I know some high school teams in the last few years do play some regular season games down there occasionally, but I didn't think you guys had been down there. Do you think it would be an adjustment for you to play there, though, with the different shooting background and just the entire atmosphere?
I think it would, yeah. It definitely affect the three-point shooting, so we wouldn't be able to rely on that as much as we have this season. So we'd have to focus on getting into the lane, but it would definitely be a different atmosphere, and it'd be a fun atmosphere to play in.
What do you think is going to be the key for this team, you know, to reach its potential?
I think throughout the games, getting into the high post and getting it inside and not relying on that three ball would, even though the three ball is there normally, not relying on it would be a big part of our game plan.
You got to play defense too, right? Because defense wins championships.
That's right.
Now, do you play any other sports?
Yeah, I played baseball and I played track last year.
Oh, okay. Now, have you thought much yet about college and what you want to do there? Do you care to play any of those sports in college?
I'm not sure whether I'll play sports in college, but it's always been an idea. So I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But
you still got some time to figure it out, right?
Yeah, we still got some time.
Well, Kale, thanks a lot for coming tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. The Iowa Finance Authority 2019 Mortgage Credit Certificate Program can save Iowa homebuyers up to $2,000 on their federal taxes for the life of the loan for first-time homebuyers. This program awards a tax credit valued at 50% of the annual mortgage interest paid and is available annually as long as the home remains the buyer's primary residence. Dave Lewis of Home Services Lending and the Iowa Realty Ankeny office is a participating lender. You can call Dave at 515-321-5913 if you have any questions. He also has a variety of products and can handle all of your loan needs. Well, I want to thank my guests once again for coming in tonight, Ankeny Christian Academy boys basketball coach Paul Salind and junior Kel Lever. Appreciate their time. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have some Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's Stanbrough, @iowarealty.com. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.